Hi, my name is Muriel and I'm an addict. And I'm actually nervous. I'm really nervous. I've done that chair before and I thought it's getting better the second time, but it's not. I came to these rooms about 25 months ago, and I'm almost clean for that time, for that long. I stopped using 3 weeks before I came to my first NA meeting. And when I found NA, I was in a proper mess. My life was unmanageable in every area. Financially, I was totally broken. I couldn't work anymore. I almost quit university. My relationships were a disaster, and I didn't know what to do really. I've cleaned up a few times in the past. I've been taking drugs since I'm a teenager. I can't really remember how old I was, and I started using drugs with the sole purpose of self-destruction. I had a bit of a difficult childhood. There was lots of abuse and violence, and my father was an alcoholic. He died on that disease. And it was not that I found drugs. I was searching drugs. I wanted to take drugs, and I wanted to take as much as I could get. And by the time I was 19, I almost died, and I cleaned up. And that lasted for 2 years. And inevitably, I would always, I was always drawn back to drugs, and I was always drawn to that lifestyle, to that chaos and madness. And I just felt like there's nothing in having a normal life, or I didn't really know what a normal life was, because my parents certainly did not have a normal life. But my idea was it's either the chaos and the madness, or looking at my neighbors who got married, have children, have a mortgage. And I choose the other side again and again. And it was when I cleaned up and then I relapsed again. It was the usual thing, like party scene and rave scene, and it was a lot of fun. It was exciting, and I was working in the music business and traveled quite a lot. And after a while, I had my own company and traveled even more, and I ruined it all. And I was sitting in business meetings and just falling off the chair because I was so stoned and so special. And you do that a few times and people just don't take you serious anymore, obviously. And after a while, I got health problems. I've been in hospitals a lot. Drugs made me depressive, and was hanging around again with really dodgy people, and yeah, I tried to kill myself a few times. Luckily, it didn't work out, and I found myself locked away in some psychiatric units. And it wasn't nice anymore. There was no fun in it anymore, and it was one in my mid-20s, one of my many rock bottoms. It's this moment when you think the drugs are just not working anymore. You take drugs and you take again and you take them again, and you open your eyes and you look and everything just looks ugly, and you see all this dirt around you, and you see all these mad people, and you're in the middle of it, and you look in the mirror and you look mad yourself. And for me, this rock bottom, this being totally broke and hopeless, and I knew from teenage year that I have a drug problem. I just thought every time I can't do a particular drug when I was shooting up amphetamine, I thought, okay, it's not my drug, I can't do this. And cleaned up, and I tried another drug, and I tried another drug, till I've literally almost done everything. But it didn't really, I did not have that concept of addiction, that actually, that has something to do with my behavior, and with my thinking, and with my feeling. So I learned about these things when I came to the rooms, and it took me quite a while to get that all. And when I cleaned up in my mid-20s, I wasn't really clean, I was drinking like a fish, but I guess I was a functioning alcoholic, and I did quite well, but I was really unhappy and still very depressed. It wouldn't pass a single week without me thinking about dying, or I don't want to live anymore. And also, I was doing well financially and had all these outside things like car and snowboarding holidays and so on. Deep down, I knew there was still something missing, that there was something wrong. And it wasn't, looking back in retrospect, when I came to England 3 years ago, it wasn't actually a surprise that I picked up drugs again. I used to live in a shared house with three other people, and they were all addicts. And it was just a question of a few weeks, really, till I picked up drugs again. And it just started actually by having a spliff, and I hate spliffs. It stinks. I don't like it. I don't know why I've done it, but I've done it, and that was it. So I smoked with my flatmates, and just a few months later, I found myself in such a mess. That I was using every day, and I thought, I still had this kind of illusion that I've got my life under control and I know what I'm doing, and actually I want to do the things I'm doing, which I think is called denial. And so I would, my friends back in Germany who just had a glimpse of what was going on with me, they were absolutely worried. Some of them came over and were trying to help me, really, and it didn't work out. And if someone was trying to tell me anything, I wouldn't listen. 'Cause I had the rough idea that everyone was possibly against me and trying to convince me about whatever, what is not true. So, and things got bad quite quickly. My flatmates kicked me out because I was stealing of them. And I was stealing their drugs. And I moved in with my ex-partner, which lasted for approximately 2 weeks because he was not an addict and he was fairly normal. And I couldn't stay there because I couldn't use that. It was just too much hassle hiding my using and hiding my drug paraphernalia and whatever. And at this time, that was shortly before I came in the rooms, I was in a relationship with three different people. I was cheating on all of them with two men and one woman. I was working more or less in a brothel. I was dealing with drugs. And I just hated myself. I had no respect for myself anymore. I couldn't look in the mirror and have any positive thought about myself. And this is a pretty mess when you're in a foreign country and you don't really have these kind of connections of old childhood friends where you can maybe rely, or someone who would borrow you money or would help you out with some jobs. So I knew I had to sort it out on my own. I thought so. And so, yeah, everything was unmanageable, and I found it was more like the rooms found me, because I was trying to study and to get to catch up with some education, what I never had done when I was younger, and I couldn't go to university anymore. I just couldn't go there. I was too paranoid and I was too scared, and someone suggested I would use a counseling service from the university. And I don't know why I did that. I just went there and I spoke to that lady, and in retrospect she told me after a while that she is in the fellowship, and that was the first time that I actually thought I'm talking to someone who's got a clue of what's really going on, because she was asking me all the right questions and seemed to understand all this madness. I thought I put out my heart there, and I was sure she would judge me, and was sure she would never heard such a mess before in her life. And she was okay, and she just suggested going to a meeting. And I guess that's where recovery starts. I was listening to her. I went to a meeting, and I got a sponsor after 5 months. I started working the steps, and since that time, everything in my life has changed. It's almost like everything has turned into the opposite. I'm in the same job for like 17 months. And I'm going to ask for a pay rise next week because I've deserved it. And I'm still studying. I'm actually quite all right at university. I still enjoy it. I'm even living with a man together, and I haven't done that for 20 years because I was so phobic of every commitment. I just wouldn't do that because it could interfere with my using or with whatever I was doing. So I'm not only clean, I've got, the first time in my life, some stability that I know where I'm going to live next week, I know what job I'm coming to, I know who my friends are, I know I have a sponsor who, when the shit hits the fan, that she's listening to all that bullshit I'm telling her, and she's not impatient with that. And I've actually, by working these steps, I've got a glimpse of how normal life could be, and it's not as scary as I thought it is. It's actually quite nice, and I'm enjoying it. And how much time do I have left? 1 minute. Yeah. So I've done it. It's really scary, and yeah. I would never have thought that I would be able to cope with life without using drugs, and that life has so much on offer. I just think like I've really missed out on a lot. Drugs have taken a lot away from me in the last 20 years, drugs and alcohol. And I have to be careful that I'm not living too fast and trying to catch up with everything and taking too much on. But I guess it's all a learning process, and it's... yeah, progress, not perfection, as they say, and I guess I'll leave it there. Thanks.